Good morning.
Now, listen, a first question for you is this, right? Have you yourself ever ridden a penny farthing?
Do you know what? My dad used to be a bike mechanic in his spare time to make a few extra quid, and he had a penny farthing, and I rode it once, but it didn't end very well.
Oh, no.
You see, this is exactly the kind of coaching support we need for BJ. The idea that tragedy awaits. I love it. So do you think, what do you reckon, I mean, would be the, you know, the unique challenges that he's going to face as opposed to doing this as a normal cyclist?
Look, he's got to take this seriously. He's got to go full-on race preparation. Like, he's getting ready for a stage of the Tour de France for this one. So I'm thinking he's got to be carb-loading the night before, like caffeine pills that morning. And you really got to be thinking carefully about what you wear here. Well, this is a touch of kind of the aerodynamics, but also advice from my ma saying you don't end in hospital with dirty underwear.
Well, I'm lucky now. I've got a fresh pair of those shorts with the big lumpy soft bit in the middle that I can wear. So that'll get me going.
It is good advice there from Anthony that you should consider spares because, I mean, coming down Hoth Hill on a penny farthing, who knows what condition things might be in at the end of it.
You as a coach now, please explain to these people that coming down hill is as hard as going up it, isn't it?
This is going to be difficult. Have you considered shaving your legs for it?
I never thought of shaving my legs. Why would I do that?
So shaving your legs, firstly, it looks kind of cool, but I grant you that's a niche group of us that think that's cool. But really the real benefit is if you crash, it's going to be easier to treat the cuts if you have shaved legs.
That's very important. I think you're right. I think we should really prepare for medical emergencies here, PJ. You should probably do a full body wax, really.
I don't know. I always fall to the right side. Maybe I'll just do one leg.
Yeah.
I'll be grand with one right leg.
Yeah. Now, listen, on the subject of kind of like preparation for something like this, I mean, where is going to hurt the most, Anthony?
I honestly think his ass is going to hurt the most. I think this is going to be a case of, you know, you have those shorts anyway with the chamois built into them.
Yeah.
But you probably want to look at something like, we call it chamois cream, you can call it buff butter, whatever you want, but you need something to lubricate that whole area.
Oh my God. So you said, this is incredible.
Dear
we
God.
Are going to try and find butt butter.
Yeah, I don't know about that. This thing has the potential to be embarrassing enough without me putting a half a pound of butter into my shorts, to be honest.
Yeah. Although that could have all sorts of benefits for you. Right, so listen, so we're thinking maybe that, like, literally it will be the saddle soreness as opposed to any sort of muscle fatigue and stuff like that he's likely to encounter, yeah?
I think that's going to be the main one. Hoth Hill is going to be difficult to navigate going downhill on the penny farthing.
Yeah, I will, because all the weight is pretty much on the front wheel. So to be honest, I'm actually genuinely worried about pulling the brakes.
Yeah, no, I would be as well.
This man is the greatest coach ever. It's like, oh, jeez, I wouldn't do it anyway, tell you.
Oh, God. Have you coached any penny farthing riders before, it comes to mind?
No, it's a small enough group out there. There's not many years left. It's a much dwindling group each year.
That's because they keep going downhill. That's why. So listen then, can we get some final words of motivation and coaching for PJ then? If we're like you as a man who has been a pro cyclist, you're director of A1 coaching and all that sort of stuff. You've got the podcast, the Roadman podcast on the go. I mean, your parting words for the great PJ Gallagher as he embarks on this epic challenge.
I think, PJ, you need to whip yourself into a state. So you're thinking about Conor McGregor before a fight here. You know, he doesn't just turn up on fight day and hope he's in a state. You need to whip yourself into a frenzy. So I'd be listening to a lot of heavy gangster music. I'd be taking a lot of caffeine. So when you come out with a summer pub, you're not just strolling out kind of as if you're going into the office. You're charging out the door maybe to some entry music and potentially even a cape.
Oh my God, yes.
Cape, that's very good.
Nothing says gangster more than a middle-aged man in a penny farthing with a cape.
And butter spread all over his arse.
Oh, God.
Anthony, the Roadman Walsh, you are a legend. I tell you something, that is some of the greatest coaching I have ever witnessed in my career. Thanks a million for talking to us, buddy.
Lads, best of luck. Stay safe.
Cheers,
Anthony. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.